Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Every Nothing podcast. Today, we are brought to you by Healing Dragon CBD, the one and only. We talk about them all the time. Healing Dragon CBD, we know the owners personally, great products. When you're out there searching for CBD, it's really hard to find like good products and you actually know what's in them. These guys, they know what they're doing. Great full spectrum products. Go to healingdragoncbd.com. Whatever you buy, purchase, use the promo code Every Nothing, no spaces, Every Nothing at checkout for 20% off and free shipping. Lots of great products, topicals, roll-ons, gummies, pretty much anything you can think of. Stuff we use every single day, healingdragoncbd.com. Also visit haven4fitness.com if you're looking for some exercise ideas. You need some demos, you need some blog posts. Just want to get some good ideas for working out, getting healthy. Visit haven4fitness.com. We're finally back with all three of us, myself, Joseph, and producer Paul. Today was fun. We just talked about all kinds of stuff. A lot of catching up to do. So hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Here we go.
It's called the Every Nothing Podcast. Two young strapping lads offer their insight into everything. It would be crazy not to listen. Obvious geniuses.
Oh, anybody listening, don't go to college. It's a fucking scam.
You'd probably stop and be like, no, you're all wrong, man. All wrong.
Sorry, Grandma.
This is the Every Nothing Podcast. If you are looking to learn many things while also learning absolutely nothing, well, here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's just so damn funny.
Shit's so damn funny. You know,
it's just so damn
oh my god
stupid.
What is up, Joe?
It's been a while. I could hold my head high.
Yeah, it's so long. I mean, it's been so long that Robert now has a mane.
I literally I didn't have any hair. I was bald before. Now look at that.
That's quite a growth. Oh,
let's see how long we can go without saying the F word.
Yeah, please.
Okay. I was about ready to bust one out right there.
But then, I don't curse on this program.
I mean, it's in our intro, so it's kind of hard not to.
It is.
Who curses in the intro?
You do.
Oh, yeah, I do say college is an effing scam.
Oh, Correct.
Correct.
Which is wrong.
College is the best.
College is great, and I think we should make it free for everybody.
Okay, Bernie. So what's up, man? You're in your new office?
Yep, it is. It's fun.
Yeah, well, what's so cool about it?
Nothing really. It has a nice echo to it.
Four walls and a door, pretty much, or what?
Yeah.
Dope door. It's better than a closet if the OGs listening.
Is it? You should put up like some acoustic paneling or like some
stuff like that. Well, I'm waiting for stuff to get in. I have stuff ordered, so
like that kind of stuff to like deaden the sound in there.
Not acoustic paneling, but like I just
like
know
the foam
like
shit and whatever.
Every nothing beer, guys.
I've already started. I can wait.
Really?
I'm so thirsty. I've been working on the house like nonstop. I need alcohol and lots of it.
It's awesome.
Bro, I thought there was like such a lag and that wasn't actually a sound you were doing.
It's like, damn.
I saw Paul like just holding it like this and I was like hearing all the sound of it popping open and pouring. I was like, well, this is a great start. Like,
it's already broken.
Yeah, I found new sounds I can use. Nothing crazy. But I just want to pour my beer.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, yeah.
What the Michelob Ultra you're drinking?
Yeah, I haven't drinking a bit.
This this is what, 7%, 6.5% or something?
Yeah, it's six point something. I've had a couple beers every day the whole week.
Really?
Yeah, because I've been working
just
on
our
the
beers?
Well, no, not just ours, but I've been working on the house every day. And I set up a fridge at the house that's full of stuff. And I don't know, just nothing's better after a hard days of blue collar labor than cracking up an old Budweiser.
Yeah, Budweiser. Get my original Budweiser.
Have you been getting Budweisers?
What?
You should be getting Budweisers.
Oh, so I finally.
Physical labor.
Yeah, I finally tried that Budweiser Nitro. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fucking good. Fucking
really
good. Yeah.
I'll have to try it.
Yeah.
So you both have new houses.
Yep, technically we do.
Yeah.
Joe's is brand new.
Mine is literally brand new.
Mine's
yeah.
70 years old.
Yeah. Mine's right in the middle of all that. Yeah. Awesome. So you moved in. You haven't officially moved in. You're moving in this weekend.
Saturday.
Is that how I say it?
Saturday.
Moving in Saturday. We're going to get some friends over here and pick up the boxes and put it in the truck.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to swear. You know. I do have a new, so if I swear, I can just like and just be fine. All
right. Works pretty good. Joe's finally in his place. I got a couple Snapchats of the digs. It looks pretty cool. He's got a fridge that'll fit my fridge in his fridge. He has a fridge that I could take my fridge and put it inside his fridge to keep my fridge cold.
Yeah. But you know, he probably has a kitchen that can fit your house.
Yeah. So. At least half of my house. At least half.
I don't know about that, guys.
You haven't seen his house.
You guys haven't seen mine.
I'm surprised you like still talk to me. Like, I'm surprised I'm just like not underneath you.
What, me?
No, Joe.
Well, you are.
If well,
you
yeah, both of you guys.
At the screen. Yeah, we're above you.
I'm sorry. Will you guys be my friends, please? Yeah.
I'll move. No, you yeah. Get away from now, me.
Shut up, peasant.
Now you guys are above me.
No, get away from me.
Yeah, I was hoping. I was like, I was following along with that. Do you still want to be my friend? Ew, no, get away from me. I love that so much. I miss old Adam Sandler movies, man.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I'm so sad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They should.
Every now and again, he'll come out with like decent one, but to one it's decent one, he comes out with like three shitty ones.
It's not how it used to be. Not I like, just yeah. wish he'd do the old ones. Like, make a Happy Gilmore too. I don't care. It's not going to ruin the
mind,
old one.
You don't
for
mind
me.
sequeling?
I don't mind it at
Did
all.
You say colon?
I'm not like sequeling. Some. I'm not sequeling. I'm not some like purist. Like, oh, it's gonna ruin the original one.
The matter of the fact,
those memories I had.
Yeah, the matter care. Of the fact is, there'll still always be the original one, even if they make a shitty yes. second one. Who cares? Yes. At least there's yeah. still the original one.
I know, and I like
the attempt.
I like the fan service too. Like Anchorman 2. It was funny, super funny. I love that stuff, but it's like it was pretty much a rehash.
It was. That was to
the
me,
original,
though,
but it did fan service for everything. Yeah, like yeah. it had, you know, callbacks. And so
to me though, the last fight scene in Anchorman 2 was made the entire movie. Like I was watching through, I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty funny. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'd watch it again. And then you see that last fight scene, it's like, okay, that was a great fucking movie.
Yeah. Oh, you cursed. Oh
shit.
There we go. Thank you.
Right. So do you guys see Coming to America too?
No.
I haven't watched it yet.
I don't even remember the first one.
The first one
is classic.
I need to rewatch it.
How's the second one?
I haven't watched it yet. I was just wondering. I haven't heard any good things about it though. So
I'm worried there's going to be a lot of virtue signaling stuff going on in it. Culture.
Eddie Murphy though, like, have you seen the stand-ups from back in the day?
Yeah, but everybody's all
they
crazy
were brutal.
Yes, but he's one person.
Yeah,
you gotta think of everybody. And Amazon made it, so
like, have you watched Eddie That's Murphy's true. Whichever the one where he's wearing the big leather suit, like the big famous one, whatever that one's called?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've seen it?
Yes.
I rewatched it like a month ago.
Horrible.
I rewatched it a month ago and I'm like, holy shit. This is like, I mean, he pretty much hits
cursing a lot right now, and it's kind of questioned me.
Oh, I did? I'm not even noticing. Yeah. I didn't even notice.
No, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I was watching through it and there was like, I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, but it was just funny. Like everything, half of his jokes are things that are like you're done for nowadays.
Oh yeah.
So he's canceled?
No. Not yet. I mean, apparently he's too high on the
ladder. Nobody's high enough. I mean, they can cancel anybody these days.
I mean, like, when did he come out that in the 80s or something?
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Oh, I mean, everything he did was 80s. The 90s stuff. When did Pluto Nash come out? Because that's when his career tanked. So
I don't even know what Pluto Nash is.
Yeah, you don't want to.
This really his career tank, or he just kind of stepped out of the line.
I think he just left
on his own. Yeah, he did it on his own.
Well, he was talking like I've heard his interviews, and he just left. He's like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
It was probably after that. He probably had a lot of like not so good movies, and you know, he was in a rut, and he was probably like, you know what, I'm a multimillionaire. Yeah, I don't need to do this.
I'm balling out of control. I don't need to work.
Yeah. So
2002 is when Pluto Nash came out.
Again, yeah. I don't know what Pluto Nash is.
No, it's a horrible movie.
Oh.
Isn't that when like little things of himself run his body? Is that one?
Like, I thought the Nutty Professors were fucking stupid. We're stupid too.
What? And everybody thinks I'm the one that curses all the time.
I can't help it. I don't know what my problem is.
It's the ever nothing beer.
I tell myself I'm not going to do it, and then it just automatically starts pouring out.
It's disgusting, honestly.
I know. I'm a filthy pig.
Yeah. You're beneath me again.
I'm a naughty little boy.
You're naughty. You need to be spanked. Slap that ass less.
Ah, oh, damn it. You beat me to it. calling back to the original episodes.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder reference in every episode. Have you seen Tropic Thunder?
I have.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good. Before it got canceled.
I don't know if really
it's not canceled. I think it's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. doesn't mean anything.
Pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Not yet. Yeah. It'd be canceled. I mean, they're trying. They're always trying. Yeah. You know,
they were trying to cancel who? What? Recently? Dave Chappelle, wasn't it recently?
Chappelle.
For his trans... That was probably a year or two ago now, actually.
That was such
his
a transvestite funny
jokes. And,
The alphabet jokes. Yeah,
the alphabet people. Yeah, but they've been trying to cancel him forever, too.
Yeah.
That, and then who else? You know what's great is no one even makes the attempt. The attempt for Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Oh, yeah.
No one, like, they don't.
Yeah, because they know it doesn't matter. Like, they can say whatever they want, they won't care.
They had, like, they had Mickey Mouse and Randy raping a bat in China. And then raping a pangolin.
Dude, they're so funny. I haven't seen the newest special yet. Watch that one.
Oh, the coronavirus one. Yeah. No, I haven't watched that either. Well, I don't know why I haven't.
Yeah.
I've been pretty busy.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Well, I mean, I've been screwing off, though, too, every chance I get. Like, just chill. Like, I've been getting back into Warzone.
Yeah.
I got to hook up with
Parker.
Cardog. Cardog was on again.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played in a while. Yeah.
You need to get on, dude.
Once I get moved, because I've been pretty busy this week, too, because I'm trying to get as much stuff done before we actually move in, because it's just so much easier. I finished the kitchen pretty much. I put in new flooring. We took out all the cabinets and repainted everything. New countertop. Redid the sink. That was a lot more work than I was expecting.
You've yet to send me the address or a picture of the outside.
I want to wait till it's done.
Dude, you said we were going to do it like 3 weeks ago.
I want to wait till it's done.
Dude, it's taking a lot longer than I thought it would.
Of course it is. Especially when you're doing it by yourself.
Yeah. I'm done with the kitchen. It's just Paul's going to come in and finish up some electrical stuff for me that I don't know what to do.
Yep.
And then the kitchen should be done.
Should be. Is it just the kitchen? Just the outlets there?
Yeah, there's two outlets. I don't know, they wired it weird because there's like one outlet on the north wall that goes to its own breaker. And then there's the rest of them are on a kitchen circuit. And I got the one on this one. I did it right. Works. And then I hooked up these other two and then I just popped the whole thing. I can't figure out what. Yeah, because I pull out the one and there's the two wires like they're supposed to be. And then I pull out the other ones and there's six wires in there. I'm like, what? Like, why is there so many wires? So I don't know. I'm lost now. So.
Mm. Well, it's all right. We'll figure it out. I'll come over tomorrow after we work out. So don't work me out too hard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know. Otherwise, it's pretty much set. Pulled out carpet. I'm good now. I think we're good. The next project is the bathroom, but I'm going to wait till we're moved in. Everything's coming out of the bathroom.
Floors, man.
Yeah, everything's coming out of the bathroom, too. That's going to be a project.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty lucky that you don't have like a real job or anything to kind of constrain you from doing all that.
I know. I'm very blessed. I enjoy my life.
Blessings of being a business owner.
Yep, blessings of being a business owner.
Unless your business is taxes, and then
I've been
busy on my ass.
I get up in the morning, I go do workouts till about 10, then I go home, work all day, then go back to workouts at 5.
Okay, I'm about to get real boring on this podcast, but I have some tax questions.
too late, man.
I have some tax questions.
Go for it.
So, with the new expanded child tax credit coming out this year.
The one that's starting in July, maybe?
Yes. Yeah, July, maybe, right? So, right now, I can defer $8,000 because I have 4 kids, right, from my income.
Two from
on my W-4, right?
Well,
that's what I do right now.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's the current, right? And then he's raising it to $3,600. Well, I'll just for the benefit's sake.
Well, it's $3,000 depending on age. $3,600.
Yeah, but all of mine are $3,600.
Okay.
All of mine are $3,600. So let's just say it's $3,000. So, and then they're going to be doing direct payments. So if they send me the direct payments and then I'm also taking extra $2,000 each kids on my W-4, are they like planning for this? Have you guys heard any word from the government on this shit? Because like
I have on my shitload of money.
I have on my W-4 that I'm already getting $8,000, and now they're raising it to like four. That's $2,000 each kid.
Yeah,
that's a tax credit. That's you have to make money to get the full. But that's
not the way that
the new one works.
Yeah. Well, essentially, what it is you get a credit for each kid, and so right now you're getting the $2,000 for each one. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out where to look at you. I'm looking over here like you're looking.
I don't have kids. Look at Joe.
And so
I don't get none of that free money.
And so regardless on what you're doing in W-2, you're basically taking out because you're deducting for dependents.
Right.
It's just, that's just credits as well. And so you're just, you're taking it out throughout the year and then you're just going to get it all back anyways, you know, but.
Right. Well, it's, I'm not paying taxes because obviously it would just sit there and then I would get it back later. So I'm getting it in my checks now because I don't want to loan the government free money.
Yeah. But I mean, if you don't, let's take your check out of the equation.
Right.
If you just look at your tax return and you have this $8,000 for the four kids.
Yes.
What they're planning on doing is making that $3,600 for the kids your age. I think it's six and under. And they're just going to spread it out over 12 months and give it to you in cash. And then when you do your taxes, technically that credit won't be there because you already received it.
Right. So that's why.
They write them a check like every couple months?
Every month.
They're talking about doing it every month. Yeah. And so
you'll literally get a check in the mail each month.
It would be just like they are with the stimulus money right now.
Jesus, man. What are you on, welfare or what?
No.
Well, I'm going to be getting like $1,100 to $1,200 a month.
What is this world coming to?
Well, and that's the problem. And the thing is
so I need to start popping out kids.
Yeah, it's essentially that. The problem is if you're taking out a certain amount of money, if you're taking out, like I don't take any taxes out. I withdraw the max. I don't worry about doing the dependents and all that other junk because I just wait till I do my taxes. Plus, I make too much money, so I always have to worry about paying in, even though, you know, so.
I had to pay in a lot this year because I didn't do it right.
Well, you're also, you got, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, the point is that they don't really know what they're doing. And so they're going to tell us, they're going to try to have us pay attention to how many these payments came in. And we're going to have to like ask them if they're vegan or something in the middle of it all. and then we're going to have to put in, okay, you got these credits already. Like we did with the stimulus money, we had to actually put in, okay, did you get the $1,200 plus the, you know, $500 for each kid and plus, you know, wife. And then, oh, don't forget the other stimulus money, the $600. And then they're like, well, I have no idea what I got. Of course you don't.
I thought the stimulus money didn't have anything to do with anything.
No,
much.
But if you didn't get it, we can apply for it in the taxes so they can get it as part of the refund.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So my kid that just got born, I had to put that on my taxes.
Just got
so
born.
I got,
he had a born day.
I got all the money or whatever for that whole year, even though she just was born at the end of the year.
You got the
$1,200
in November.
I got the 12 and the 6.
Shit. And then what's happening is that there's
Daddy's driving a new Cadillac.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. And then if a lot of kids who have like 19-year-olds who are going to college, so they're technically still dependents under their parents, they're falling through the cracks. And so we can't apply for it on the parents. We can't apply for it on the kids if they say work for like $10,000. Mm-hmm. And so we're just hoping that one day the IRS turn around and go, okay, here's your money, kid. You know, but the teenagers are the 19 to 24-year-olds are really getting screwed during this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because they're not, I can't apply for it anywhere, you know. So
what's gross anyways is 16, 17, 15, 14, if they can work, I don't know why they're getting taxed anyways.
Well, it has to do. I mean, most of them are not paying in or just getting back what they put in because they're not getting over the standard deduction. They would have to
But why are they paying any taxes? You know, if they say they were making enough money, why are they doing that? Well, taxation without representation.
No, they're getting taxes taken out withholding. They are actually paying the Social Security side of things. Even if you made a 1099 at 16 and you only made $1,300, you're still going to pay Social Security side of it.
Let's say what I'm saying is. Let's say this 16-year-old is making $1 million a year. He's got it. No, like for real. Like, let's say he does. He invested in Bitcoin super young and now he's selling it all.
So you're saying that it has to do with age?
Well, yeah. They can't vote until they're 18.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying. Taxation without representation.
What's that?
Am I wrong?
What's that word? What did you say?
I said it like 3 times now. Taxation without representation.
Yeah. You said representation that time. What was the last time you said it though?
What? No, that's what I'm saying is like, that's one of those parts that I think is just a little bullshit. And then the other thing to bring up is how Biden was saying that the Second Amendment, no amendment is absolute. And I'm loving everybody's like, well, the 16th Amendment isn't absolute either.
Yeah, exactly. I saw that. And then what's the 14th Amendment? Is that the one when they gave blacks the right to vote and women or whatever?
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about that one. But
I mean, it's just like, well, you know, I'm just saying if they're not absolute, then I guess you're just.
Yeah, if they're not absolute. That's what I like the one with a 60. You to be a
patriot.
Yes.
If you mean by patriot, am I angry about taxation without representation? Well, yes.
Yeah.
I just watched The Patriot a couple days ago, so when you said that, that just like popped in my head. Oh, I wasn't listening to anything you guys were saying. I was looking for that clip.
This is the reason why you know all those things.
Am I angry about taxation without representation?
But you gotta
of course
say,
I am.
You got to say it like this. What am I?
I was sick a couple, like earlier in the week, and I watched The Patriot and Saving Private Ryan back to back. Oh, man.
That's a long
day. Did you have a boner the whole time?
I was feeling super patriotic. I was ready to kill. I was ready to kill for my country.
Yeah.
It's country.
Ready to overthrow my government.
Yeah, so when I heard about that tax thing, the child credit, I thought of you immediately. I was like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm going to be pulling in like $1,200 a month.
That's insane. I mean, that's not.
It's not like I asked for it.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not like, it's just weird. I don't know.
And it's okay. So the $2,000 per kid for a year, that you have to earn so much money to get that full credit. The one that Biden's doing, you don't have to make shit.
Yeah, and actually,
and you get that full $3,600.
That's what I mean. Like, people are just going to be popping out babies just to get money.
Yeah, it's only lasts for this year, but they're
saying.
They're already saying, they're going to make this absolute.
But the IRS is already going, I don't think July is going to be fast. I mean, we're not going to have it ready by then.
I don't know how they can. Well, they were going to use the software they were using for another program they did like a year or so ago I can't remember what it was for calculations. They were going to try to use that, and that worked. I can't remember what it was, though.
Yeah, built in 1968, that one.
Yeah, on Fortran.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but who knows?
Yeah, whatever. I'm just worried about what like we as tax preparers, what we're gonna have to know, and like what we're gonna need to, we're gonna have to like ask everyone whether or not they receive this stuff. We're gonna actually have to like every person coming in, we're gonna have to look at bank statements and stuff. I mean, come on, man,
it's gonna make your job miserable.
It already has the stimulus this year already did.
Or you guys are gonna be making more money.
Well, that's
because you're
gonna
charge more now.
Well, we've been charging stuff more this year. I mean, how much more can we go? I mean, because of course everybody's making more money apparently. Because they're all just pausing, and then it's like, hey, we're gonna raise your
bill. That's like when you go to like, what was the first stimulus check, like $1,200? You go to Walmart and there's a bunch of TVs, you're like $1,200.
Yeah, well, $1,200 per adult and then $500 per kid.
Yeah.
Then you know, and some people, you know,
so prices just go up because, you know, I was like, oh, it's your money.
The worst part is if you got divorced last year, holy shit. Who gets to claim the kids and all this other stuff? Oh my god! I'm just saying, as tax preparers, we're like in the middle of all this. And then they call us like, "Where's my refund?" I don't know. We're not the IRS,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's a IRS check my refund status tool.
It says it's pending. Yeah. Good. I'm glad it's pending. I mean, that means we filed the return correctly. Good.
The first one we got like an actual physical check. The second one just went straight into our bank account. So I got the one with Donald J. Trump's signature on it.
But you didn't save it. You cashed it.
We just did online, like through the bank tool. So I still have the check somewhere.
Do you have a frame somewhere?
I should
put it in your kitchen.
Yeah, why wouldn't
I'm sure I have it filed away somewhere.
Yeah, do that. Just that'd be
like,
funny.
And
that'd
put like awesome. A picture of like, you know how Jesus is like praying with the light all around him, but they have like a picture of Donald Trump's face over him or whatever. So it's actually him, not him over it.
Like, be a little sacrilegious, wouldn't it?
I mean, it'd be fun. I think J-Dog upstairs would
just don't invite the pastor over.
Yeah. Even the pastor would be like, big dick play it.
Oh, actually, our pastor would be like, this is funny.
Yeah. It's everywhere. So where I work for, you know, on a military installation everywhere. They had pictures of Mad Dog Mattis, like, as like a priest or whatever, you know, finger over, hold a cross. And it's like, him everywhere. Yeah. It was pretty funny. But
Mad Dog Maddox.
Yeah. Him and Trump had a falling out.
No. Yeah.
They did. And now, do you see True Colors again happening? Biden's wanting to pull out all the troops out of Afghanistan September 11th. And
fill in the holes in the wall.
You got the Democrats. You got the Republicans. I'm like, this is a terrible idea. Cocaine Mitch is like, we cannot do this. This is a terrible idea.
I got to take a nap real quick.
All right.
I'm so tired.
I haven't seen my penis in 5 years.
Did you hear him making fun of the corporations? He's like, yeah, you corporations better not get political on us.
That's what corporations do nowadays.
And it's like, I'm pretty sure they fund your fucking campaigns.
Yeah, so, they fund all campaigns.
Yeah. So, well, the shit with Georgia was so weird because, like, they moved it. So, they moved the game here to Denver.
Yeah.
Right? We require voter IDs out here. Yeah. You need IDs.
It was some sort of power move because all they ended up doing was hurting the physical people who work.
Yeah,
the minorities.
The minorities. That's all they did. Yeah. That's all they did. Yeah. So they're like, I don't know. They just used as a cover to move it because they didn't want it in Georgia anymore for other reasons.
Well, just now, also, whose movie? Was it Will Smith's movie that they were filming in Georgia? Because they do a lot of filming in Georgia. They stopped production there and they moved it because of this shit. And they lost like $10 million in tax credits or whatever. Because Georgia, they're trying to be like start up movie productions there and stuff. Oh.
Yeah, that's where they did Walking Dead and... A lot of Marvel movies were filmed down there, right?
Yep, a lot of big movies are moving down to Georgia because they give a lot of big tax breaks, incentives, and stuff.
You mean
and
California doesn't do that?
Oh no, no, yeah, I don't know.
Fucking silliness.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to read between the lines. Yeah.
Anywho, I thought.
What about the Afghanistan thing? Why are they pulling troops out of Afghanistan?
Oh, Biden wants to pull them out.
Yeah,
pull
them
all out by September 11th.
But why?
Because the 20th anniversary of September 11th.
That makes sense.
Is he going to send him somewhere else, like Africa or Syria or something like that?
Oh, I'm sure we'll find some other place to go. But all of them are going to
come. Well, that's a good thing, right?
I'm all for stuff of getting out.
That's a good thing then.
But it's at the same time is like, so we're supporting the Afghan government and military there and been working with them. And it's kind of like let's announce it to the whole world stage that we're going to leave.
Just tell them, okay, so this is our attack date. We're going to attack on September 12th.
Yeah, we no longer support you. We're going to head out now, which it's like, I support it, but then I understand why people are like, hey, this isn't a good idea. Because, I mean, they don't want to change. The people over there, they don't want to change. They don't want our Western civilization. They don't want it. Mm-hmm. They want to live the way they want to live. And so let them. I don't know. But it's, you know, we can't just let it be there because then it turns into a cesspool of training grounds for terrorism, and then they come out and they, you know, they had to reach their fingers into our business and, you know, blow people up, shoot people, innocent people all the time. That's what they do, and they turn into training grounds there. And so keeping a small presence there, or at least just like keep the air bases we already have set up, small unit forces, you have jets and bombs, so some of that shit happens up again, go bomb them, kill them, you know, just do that. And we don't, you know, I understand people, you know, want to leave. I think it'd be great. Everybody get out.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Why
don't we use all of our troops? We have so many people in the military, you know, we can start using them for some of the infrastructure stuff here, helping out border security. I mean, I know there's not a migrant crisis at the border.
don't say migrant crisis. Yeah.
We just got shut down.
There is not one. That is a racist right wing talking point.
You can't even use surge. And, you can't even use the word surge.
And
it means insurgent.
Quit playing with your hair. I think we'd be okay because everybody thinks we have a tranny on the show. I probably can't even say that. That's a slur. A transsexual. There we go.
Transvestite.
Yeah. What's it? Can you say that even?
I don't know. Isn't that the same thing as a trans? What's the difference?
I think you have to say the full term, like transsexual.
What's the difference between a transsexual and a transvestite?
And it's like another thing. It's like you're not supposed to say like a black person. You're supposed to say a person of color. And Steven Crowder had a pretty funny bit about that. He was like, well, the Black Lives Matter movement needs to change their name. Like, personal cover lives matter movement.
Person of like, color lives matter. Do you think Rainbow or any of those guys would give a shit?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I don't think a majority of the people care.
None of my friends do.
No one I know.
It's
well, just, you had a, was it Justin?
Yeah.
That worked with that old Chicago?
Yeah,
like, Justin. Yeah, he's a cool dude. Yeah.
But. I'm sorry, I looked up the difference between transgender and transsexual like you asked.
Transvestite.
Oh, I'm sure there's articles upon articles on that stuff. Probably from like websites like The Atlantic, Pink News, Mother Jones.
I just want to know because I don't know the difference. But yeah, I'd like Rainbow, Justin, any of those guys, any of the friends I have. literally just don't give a fuck. They're like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the people I know, though.
There's gonna be a big backlash on it. And well, it's the younger generation is more conservative, too.
Yeah.
And conservative people have more kids and liberals. Yeah. Just give it a couple years of leaving out. It'll change, and then it'll go back again. Then it'll change.
Back and forth, push-pull.
Yeah. What I think is being dangerous right now that the Democrats are doing is this passing these bills with using the fiscal, that measure. I can't remember what the hell it's called. What was that called again? How they just passed this last one. They use it as
omnibus bill or something like that?
Well, no. They use, so they can do a fit. They don't need 60 votes if they pass it for a fiscal budget or whatever. And the overseer of the parliamentarian, whatever you call it, I can't remember what her name is. It's a person that oversees the Senate and the rules and stuff and like, hey, this is okay to do, said that, hey, they can pass these budget bills, more than once a year, possibly. And now they're all
typically,
like,
oh, don't you do one budget a year?
Yeah. Which is, I think, even dumb then, like, why can't they, you know, plan a budget and then make, you know, changes to it throughout? Because that's the whole issue of every single year the government shuts down because they can't agree on a budget. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you see on the news, oh, these government employees have not got paid for 2 months now because they can't come to a deal.
Good.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyways.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Slash it. Yes. Yeah. But I don't even know what I was getting at. Oh, so they're doing all this stuff and they're like, screw it, we're not gonna work with you guys, we're gonna just ram it through, and pendulum's gonna swing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they do crazy things. They're letting out legislation on they're doing court packing now, raising it to 12 seats on the Supreme Court.
The whole thing was they weren't going to do that.
Yeah, Manchin said he wasn't.
Yeah, well, so that was the whole thing, like, no, of course we're not gonna do that.
So we'll see.
I haven't heard much on that. I haven't heard anyone talking about it anyways. None of my Crowders or my Shapiros or anything, no one's really reported on that. So I guess I didn't know.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen.
It's not a thing yet.
The red flag law is kind of the big one I've been hearing everyone talk about, or like gun control stuff.
Yeah, because the Second Amendment's not absolute.
Did you see, Pete Ricketts just came out. He just put out a declaration of Second Amendment to sanctuary state. Whole big hoopla around if the federal government ever tries to infringe on your rights. They can pretty much F off.
Who came up with this?
Ricketts. He has a memo. Aaron sent it to me the other day.
It's a memo that says go fuck off.
Pretty much. I mean, that's
a lot of states are doing it right now.
It says go fuck off in government terms.
The Nebraska legislature hasn't done something like that. Because like Arizona, I want to say, has. Missouri has. A couple different states have already come out. And well, like
Iowa and another state just passed the like conceal carry thing where you don't even, I mean, you could just, what is it? Something like that that makes it more easily accessible.
Yeah. Too bad I live in a state that will not happen in. That's too bad.
Yeah.
Nebraska will stand up against federal overreach and attempts to regulate gun ownership and use in the good life. And the White House and U.S. Congress have announced their intention to pursue measures that will infringe on the right to keep and bear arms, and a growing number of counties in Nebraska have declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary state, blah, 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 blah. Witness thereof, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so it's just a proclamation by Ricketts saying, fuck the federal government.
Do you think that there's actually a possibility of all these different, like, we're just going to part ways and let's just call this good?
Well, maybe.
I mean, Tim Pool talks about a lot, doesn't
maybe
he?
Maybe in the further future, but just I can't see that happening.
Did you see all those counties over in, was it Oregon?
Yeah, going over to Idaho, greater Idaho. I hope that happens. I really do.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, but so the problem with that, I think we talked about this, but the problem with that is that Oregon has to allow it, which is ridiculous.
I mean, what's allow it?
Plus the Idaho National Guard, the Idaho Reserves goes to war.
Yeah, Idaho would have to allow it too, which makes sense because they would be coming into Idaho, so Idaho would have to give the okay. Okay, yes, you can come to us. But these counties decided on themselves, like, hey, we don't want to be a part of Oregon anymore. I want to go to Idaho, but apparently Oregon has to sign off on it.
Yeah.
And why would Oregon give away taxpayer money to do it?
Secede.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be, God, this is going to get messy.
I know. So, I don't know. I think, I mean, you should be able to do that as a county. You decide and you vote on it and you decide decide you want to leave and go to a different state, why can't you do that?
I don't know, because you're in the state. Yeah, and well,
fuck the state.
The county, yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, if they're not being represented there, there's got to be some
Sort of... so the problem is, well, it's like Seattle and Portland and all those bigger cities, they're very small, like, majority, but yet they're the minority of those counties, or those states. So they pretty much make all decisions for Oregon when there's so much rural community in Oregon that has no say in anything.
Yeah, well, the same thing happens in New York.
Thing happens in Colorado.
It happens all over the place, but
look, so, in Colorado, it's Denver's blue, everything else.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Why can't a county in Oregon be like, well, I don't feel represented here, so I'm gonna go to Idaho?
Well, you're gonna have city states all over the country then if you start doing that, though.
Long live Rome. Then rise of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, you're gonna have the Vatican of Denver.
I don't think they should be able to, like, just break off and do, like, make their own state, but why can't they?
Why not? That's what West
Virginia can't they just
did.
Go to Idaho?
West Virginia did. Virginia and West Virginia were one state, and then they
decided to make their own state
because of Civil War.
Inbreeding. Oh, yeah, Civil War.
Yeah. The Hills Have Eyes.
Well, I'm just saying, one was for...
That was about them, right?
One part of the state was for slavery, the other part wasn't. And they're like,
right. Oh, I guess I didn't know that. At what point do you... I guess on the counterpoint to that, so then every county would probably be like, oh, they can do that. They set the precedent, so there's going to be just going to turn it a mass. Like, everyone's like, I want to go here, I want to go there, and then map's going to be...
Oregon doing that. I can picture California doing that, and I can picture part of New York doing that. Like, Western New York's been talking about it for years. Because every tax dollar from Buffalo goes to New York City.
Yeah.
You know, and they're paying like 10% sales tax out in Buffalo.
And Buffalo's like very conservative area too, isn't it?
Yeah, because they get taxed like...
Well,
without representation.
It's still New York.
But upstate New York is very redneck, though.
Yeah,
I know a lot of like redneck folk that joined the military from upstate New York.
It's very country,
like,
out there.
Yeah, they talk like that. I'm like, where are you from? They're like, ah, upstate New York. They always say upstate. Too.
So they don't think. Because when you say New York, automatically assume New York City.
Yeah. Well, because there's 8 million people there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so.
What a... Ew, that place just sounds disgusting. I've never been there.
What, Buffalo? Yeah, I've lived there for 3 years.
New York City?
Not Buffalo. I'll say New York City.
I've been to New York City once. Yeah, it's like packed. Like, people on people.
8 million people.
Yeah.
God. That's just...
Such a small landmass. That's why people are leaving.
Well, California's the same way. Look at LA. I mean, all those... Basically, the southern part of California, except for, like, San Diego's pretty conservative, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, it's a military, though. This big military naval base there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's where our Bad Daddy SEALs are made.
Bad Daddy SEALs.
Well, Coronado, but it's pretty much San Diego.
Yeah, San Diego. I know it was more conservative than the rest of the state. And then...
San Diego.
I don't know much about California. Well, I've only been to the airport.
I mean, but then you have the other side of that, of LA and San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
What a beautiful place.
They actually, you know, don't have shit on the ground.
I've been there, and it was like a very, like, nice place. It was like, I mean, it was a city, obviously very, very city, homeless people, like, shit, you know, whatever. But it's still, like, nice. I can see the allure of it for people.
Yeah.
I mean, if you make $1 million a year as a Walmart greeter there, then yeah, you could live there.
I get taxed for it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's super expensive to live there, but it was nice. I think more or less it was the weather. It was just so pleasant, you know?
It was very pleasant.
It was
good for growing corn.
I didn't experience that when I was there. And I think I was there for like 2 or 3 days. And I didn't, it wasn't too bad.
What time of the year was it?
I mean, I don't remember. Probably springtime.
Yeah. Because I know my wife went out there and she said it was cold and foggy all the time.
Oh, really?
But I don't remember when she went out because I'd never been out there.
I think it was like spring or summertime, because then I was up in Seattle before. I went in Seattle. I was there for like 2 or 3 days. It was nice. And then I rented a car and drove all the way down to San Francisco.
What were you doing?
Huh?
What were you doing?
Getting his Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah.
I was getting my Rice-A-Roni. I was on leave or whatever. It was when I was dating that chick in the Navy, and she was from California.
Yeah.
And we went up to Seattle.
That was a minute ago.
Yeah, that was 2013, 2012 maybe.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
It was a minute ago.
Yeah. Someone just asked me, like, they're like, oh, when did you get out of the military? And I was like, oh, 2014. And I was like, oh, wait, no, sorry. I got out like a year ago. Like, out of the reserves. I was like, yeah, but that was the reserves. I don't really count that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, shit. It feels like a long time ago, because, I mean, the reserves is like so stupid.
It goes by quick. We were talking about like college athletics and stuff like that. My freshman year was over a decade. was a decade ago now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's 10 years. Well, we just had, what was our 10-year class reunion thing, like a year ago?
Yeah, it would have been,
I don't know. 11
years ago.
Did you go to it?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't go to it.
Yeah,
I don't even know if it was something.
I talked to my friends right now.
I mean, I had
a from my, well, and plus Terry.
I graduated in 95.
95?
I don't know.
Yeah. A couple years ago.
I was born in 90, bro.
You know, well, you were 5. You were still dealing with your dingleberries when I was graduating high school.
5 years old.
And look at us now. We're talking about politics. Which is when you guys start talking about video games, because my video games, when I grew up with video games, it was a completely different era when you guys, you know, compared to.
I played Nintendo 64. Did you ever play Nintendo 64?
Yeah, but even then, like when I was growing up, yeah. I mean,
Atari.
I had a television.
Atari. I played an Atari before.
And then, you know, Atari and television. And then, you know, like the first Nintendo came out.
God, man.
That's what NES
was the shit.
Yeah, but like that feeling. It's like chasing the dragon. I remember playing my original Nintendo and like cloning the thing, putting the thing in, pushing it down. It's like you just don't. I don't have that feeling when I play games anymore.
Because you don't have live. Because you can't blow into it.
No.
It's just you're not a child anymore. Yeah, I don't have actual responsibilities.
Yeah, I don't have that childlike excitement. I play video games occasionally. I'll run into like one I'm playing now that I really enjoy playing.
Why would you?
But it's like I remember I live and breathe, I can't wait to get my next video game. I don't know.
Yeah, and now you're an adult and you just bought a house.
Yeah, I still play video games.
Next thing is a kids.
Yeah,
I still play video games. I play video games all the time. Yeah. I mean, I know what the feeling you're talking about when you were a child.
It's a different feeling. Like, I still enjoy playing, but like back then it was a whole different level of enjoyment.
Do you think that the games become too sophisticated?
I don't think so.
I mean, the graphics are amazing. And
I don't think it's that. I literally think it's because you're a different person now.
Yeah.
You kind of grew up, but I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
It's
like love when your first love, you know?
Because kids now, my son plays Minecraft.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's going to look back and feel the exact same way I felt about playing games when I was growing.
Yeah.
Well, see, Minecraft kind of reminds me of like the whole mentality of it. It kind of reminds me of Legos. You can just build whatever because you can envision it. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with like the Robux that my kids play now. But I guess the reason why I really got out of video games is that it became too complicated how to freaking play.
Oh yeah, each video game's like starting a whole new like
carpal tunnel
thing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I used to have two buttons and an arrow. It's just like, okay. I remember going up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start, and having 30 lives.
I kind of get what he's saying. Like when you start a new video game, it's like this whole slew of things you have to study on.
Yeah,
it's like,
you gotta go online. It's like, okay, well,
I need a book because I need to like study before I start.
Well, when they started having 15 buttons,
yeah,
and then you're like, okay, if you want to do this special move, you're gonna have to do this.
It's a
complicated.
It's a good thing and a bad thing. Because like,
this is why I use.
If I find a game that I really enjoy, it like draws me in more.
I have all these that I can macro to all my.
Yeah, but that means you have to
different
macro.
Moves. Yeah, well, it's super easy to do.
Well, yeah, of course it is. But I mean, then again, back in the day, you blew in a cartridge and went.
And you know what? I was going to bring that up when Robert said that. It's like they did a. Someone came out and was saying
that didn't do
the
anything.
Blowing. It did literally nothing.
Yeah, it doesn't
but
matter.
Everyone
feel better.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "Shut the fuck up!" That for sure did something.
I always thought it just blew the dust off everything because I figured it'd get dust on it.
I swear it worked
because it didn't work before you blew it. And then you blow it, and then suddenly it's working for you.
Oh man,
that sounds weird when you say it like that.
Nintendo 64. That's
well. So when Nintendo 64 came out, I kind of felt like that was when I was kind of getting out of that season of life.
Oh, see, that's when I was just jumping in and
that
head
was
first.
The blossom of video games.
I had a
golden eye.
That's
I had a
because
mountain,
I'm much older than you, and
a
that's why
mountain of them. Yeah, golden eye.
But you would have been in high school when that time came around. You and your boys get on GoldenEye.
We
Perfect
GoldenEye.
Dark, Turok, start fucking
Turok.
Each other up.
Holy
dude.
Shit, man. There's so many good games.
I mean, I played GoldenEye. I mean, I get it. I just, when did the 64 come out?
I don't know.
I was playing that pretty young.
96. So I was just, I was first year in college. And so, I mean.
Oh, GoldenEye probably didn't come out till like a year or two after that, I imagine.
Yeah, I
mean,
we
could
played
still,
that
I could
in
probably
college.
Play through the first like a couple levels.
We played GoldenEye in college. I remember doing that. Yeah. But we were, I mean, to be honest with you, we were at Berkeley. We were.
That, I saw this meme the other day. You remember when you start GoldenEye, you get like, you walk up to this compound and there's a guard standing out front of like a guard tower.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk right up to him. If you get right up to him, it looks exactly like Zuck.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, I think there's a meme of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like walk right up to him and it looks exactly like Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, you know, the funny thing is that probably back then I didn't have any money to buy a game and I wasn't going to be spending it on 64.
Mom was buying me games back then.
Yeah, I was too busy buying college. You know? And I can't believe, have you guys looked at the price of college lately?
Yeah, dude. When I went to, my first year of college was 24. My last year, so 4 years, in a 4 year time span, it went up $10,000. Yeah. I can't imagine what it is now.
Yeah. I mean, I have so
4 years.
I have so many savings right now for my kids, just so if they want to go to school, they don't. It probably still won't be enough.
And be like, well, get scholarships, you pieces of shit.
Just, well, that or drop them off at a recruiting office.
There you go.
The government, let the government pay for it.
That's a good idea.
I'll do that for my son. I don't know about my daughter.
Air Force for your daughter. There you go. Air Force for your son. There you go.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, I was planning on going into the Marines the whole time, but I had asthma. So
the Marines, if you want to kill someone or be killed, you can join the Marines.
Yeah, but that's essentially what I was going to do.
If you want to work on your golf swing, get your college paid for, maybe learn a skill, join the Air Force.
Yeah. Not the Navy?
I mean, Navy, I mean, you'll learn a lot of life lessons. I feel like I was uniquely equipped to do well in the Navy from how big of a piece of shit I was growing up. And like I was already a disgusting person before I joined. And so I just fit in the mold. Yeah, like right nothing could turn me off. Yeah. Like the shit that you see, I don't know, on a boat. I don't know. I don't want my children to ever have to go through that. I'll just say that. But
that's why you work so hard now, so they don't have to go through that.
I'm not gonna pay for their shit. This is for me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. No, they can go to community college, or they can.
That's go the way work. To go. Yeah, either military or community college.
If you want to do a skill, if you want to be a software engineer, yeah. I learned it all on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
You just do that, and then be good at it, and then go apply somewhere, and they're like, "Oh, well, you don't have a degree," and be like, "Well, I know how to do all this." Yeah. Well, no, just and explain is like, yeah, I don't have a degree. I learned all my stuff on my own. I don't feel like that was necessary for me. Some people, like big companies, they won't even look at you. But like big companies are already changing right now. Like Tesla, they're changing. That was a weird timing for that. But like Tesla is like one of the big companies that's changing that. Is like Elon pretty much said that their company, they don't care if you have a degree or not, because they care about what you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. And the thing is that just like anything else in life, once you get your foot in the door of one company, then all that college education doesn't mean crap, because it only means what you did before. And
I didn't really need to go to school to do what I'm doing.
You literally did not need to go to school at all.
No, you could have studied all this and got your certificate, right?
Yeah. I could have all done it like community or post or whatever, continuing ed stuff.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say like 60% of people who go to college, 70% don't ever need it.
Well, I mean, like accounting and CPAs, you need to go through.
Yeah,
and you can't even get your CPA unless you go through,
a 4 year.
You have to get a 4 year degree in accounting. Some states are different than others, but then you still have to get certified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so CPA, that's the reason why we get paid much.
Yeah.
So, not that I'm a CPA, I'm only an MBA. So
the problem is like when you're going into college at such a young age, like right out of high school, you don't think about these things. Like, oh, I'll just go get my 4 year degree.
It's so dumb.
But the other side of that coin. Yeah. So you have a CPA and whatever, but a lot of tax accountants, you can if you have an affinity for that kind of work, you can just go in and somebody will teach you how to do taxes. I mean, you just got to learn the laws.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a degree to be an actual tax accountant. You need a CPA to oversee everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
that's one of those jobs where I wonder how long it's going to be until that gets automated.
Like tax accountant? Well, the problem is there's a lot of gray, and if as long as you have farmers, it's not going to be automated. There's not no way unless they just take away if they basically turn around and say it doesn't really matter what you have for expenses or what you have for, because think of your business, how many times do you look at different ways of moving some money around? I mean, honestly,
that's like 90% of it.
Yeah, so that's where people come into play. You're not gonna be able to automate that.
Yeah, you can.
Sure you can.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to trust it.
You've heard machine learning? Yeah.
Nobody's going to trust it.
Okay. Well, they have robots that literally suck your dick in Japan now. So
yeah,
it's only a matter of time.
Again, nobody's going
to trust it. It's only a matter of time.
Convince. Tax accountants are dead.
Let it do my taxes. Let it do my taxes.
That's funny. I watched an American Dad episode today where it's 20 years in the future, and Steve has his he has like Steve Core or whatever, and he has a jerk off robot, and And when he says, he's like, oh yeah, it's my sex robot. And then he's like, yeah, he gets pretty mad when I don't jerk him off. And he's like, and Klaus is like, wait, you jerk him off? So he actually jerks off his sex robot, not the other way around.
The other way that the job could be automated or gone away is if we finally get libertarians in charge and 50% flat tax across the board. No taxes.
Yeah, but
no taxes.
That's what I'm saying. That we get rid of all the exemptions and all the little loopholes and all the other deductions.
Does that ever bother you working out there? Like, you have to have 4-year degree accreditation. You have to have these people figure out, like, oh, let's do these certain things. Like, that's how complicated our tax system is.
Well, a general taxes are not hard. It's when you get involved with 15 different companies that you're I'm 87.5% of owner of this company, so therefore
sure.
And then I have 500 of those, and they all flow into everything.
Yeah,
you need somebody to keep track of all that crap.
Yeah,
and so that's where
I will. Yeah, I appreciate my tax guy because I just send him all of our stuff, and then he does his magic, and then he'll ask me a couple questions.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Once you break it down, but it's those kind of things, and we only have a handful of those kind of clients that have that kind of, you know, and they have stuff going on in Colorado, they have stuff going on in all these different states, mm-hmm. And so, and each state is weird on how they do stuff, you know, so that's where it becomes complicated. But on a normal everyday W-2 that comes in and has, you know, a house and a mortgage and some other stuff, especially with the standard deduction being so high, it's like, yeah. That's basically data entry at that point. And that's what you're talking about. You could go online and do that yourself.
Yeah, I just know there's a lot of stuff they're doing machine learning wise that it can take out the they're even slowly, software engineers are getting automated out of our jobs.
Yeah.
Because you can have programs actually writing new software programs.
Yeah. Programs writing programs, huh?
Yeah.
That's I've how seen that. Skynet starts.
Well, I'm just looking at people who have rental property around here, a little, you know, and then they have Schedule C's and different stuff. I mean, it's just a lot going on that you can manipulate, you know.
Yeah. Not saying that your guys' jobs, like the tax people's jobs, aren't valuable at all, but like that, even my job as a software engineer, slowly and surely,
changes pretty much eventually.
Robert, your job is the only one that actually is probably going to see an increase in this need because people are going to be sitting on their asses more and more and more.
Well, there's always like automations, like the new like mirror and stuff like that. You can get things at home that'll like through exercises and stuff.
Crazy though.
But yeah, there's just no replacement for being in a group of people and having someone lead you through it. I don't see one anyways. Well, maybe
you're saying it because most of it is a social kind of thing.
It's a social thing.
Yeah.
So, it's like bars.
Yeah. Yeah. Bars will never die.
Yeah.
See, I would say that the real reason why tax accountants don't really go away is because people are always going to try to cheat the system. And so they all come in and think that we're going to be able to do that for them.
And at the same time, I don't think there'll ever be 100% automation on a lot of different things. Right. But I'm saying the vast majority. I mean, look at how it is already now. Like H&R Block, like that e-file shit online for stuff. That's probably put a dent in how many tax professionals you need.
No.
You don't think so?
No, the real problem is that every time things get automated or get, because even our, I mean, you think about how taxes were done, say 40 years ago, they used this big machine. Now everything's on the computer. Everything calculates everything. But the problem is because everything calculates everything, the government makes everything more complicated. So like the qualified business QBI, that equation on how you get to that number is asinine. And nobody learned it. They just went, well, the system will do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you have a QBI because of the business.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So people don't even know what it is. And so, it's essentially a credit on if you have a qualified business income, and it's a credit, right? And so, but how it flows through all these different pieces is silly. And I mean, people like, I mean, you could figure out the math, but it's just stupid. Nobody's going to do that. And so they just let the system do it. So the more complicated that it gets, the more automated or the more that the software is going to be doing a lot more stuff, the more that they can turn around and go, oh, well, now we can make this tax code do all these other things. And it just becomes more convoluted. And you still need somebody to sit there and look at it and analyze it and go, all right, well, I guess we'll try this out, you know? I found that it becomes more complicated. Also, the other side of that coin is that because of that and the stigma of long hours and all this other stuff, finding individuals that want to actually do this work is impossible. And there's like a, I mean, it's been hard for years anyways, but now you add the fact that nobody's going into accounting anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do the job.
And so it's hard to find the employees. And so when you do find one, you pay them more.
Oh yeah. You have to, you know, and you know, you might have a person who got a degree in business ag down in university in Lincoln.
Yeah.
And comes up and that individual, and well, at least in my firm, because I'm an ag accountant he would actually be more helpful to me than if he came with an accounting degree. And because he can sit down with a farmer and actually talk farm.
Yeah.
Whereas accountants come in, and some of those people are just the worst. They can't communicate with human beings at all.
Yeah. You know, that's why they went to accounting.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going to have to talk to people. This would be nice.
And a lot of people who go into accounting and degree in colleges, they want to become the managerial accounting. They want to sit in these corporations and banks and stuff like that and do that kind of accounting, which is completely different than the public accounting.
That just sounds like
amazing. Well, I mean, again, it's all, everybody has their strengths and everybody has their different things, but it's just, which is the reason why, like, when I'm more of an individual, because I would rather sit with people. Yeah. Are you having fun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nope. What?
Yeah. All right. You know
it's just the idea of like being stuck in a cubicle or in like your own little office all day long with no people. Sounds miserable.
Oh, well,
there's a lot of people who do it.
That's my job. So
that sounds, I don't know. To me, it just sounds fucking miserable.
Well, I mean, the bills. I guarantee you that if you start talking about your job the way I just talked about my job, your job and my job are not much different. You sit and look at numbers and you punch it in a computer.
I don't look at any numbers. I look at colors.
Great.
I don't know. I don't have anything. Let's stop talking about taxes.
We were talking about careers, but that's fine.
I think Rye Dog fell asleep.
Maybe someone out there will hear it and get something out of it.
No.
Sure. They're like, oh, I was going to be an accountant. No, I don't want to be. No.
Or that, or like you said, they get paid quite a bit more because there's a lack of them. They'll be I guess I'll be an accountant if I want to make lots of money.
If you want to make money, you join public accounting. Don't, you know, because I guarantee you, there's nobody out. I mean, they're going to pay you.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
There's not a lot of people going into it.
It's called supply and demand. And there is a...
Demand is low.
Demand is high.
Or demand is high, supply is low.
Yeah. So it's the reason why I get to sit here with you guys and have all those nice toys.
Yeah.
Anyways, how are you guys doing? How's Colorado?
It is great. I was going to tell you to put up that video I sent you, like the mood, straight up in TikToks.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of them. I don't know which one you sent.
Well, get the one I sent in private chat.
Let's start TikToking.
I wish they just...
You know something. You're right.
Okay, I think this is it.
This is absolutely hilarious. You don't have to lie, Rylan. You don't have to lie, bro. It's okay.
It's okay. I disagree. All right.
All right. Robert, pay attention. This is... I love this.
I want you to know something. You're at the bottom of the leaderboard because you're the anchor and you're the rock for that team. You're the person that someone can yell at. If you have two huge egos, if you have four huge egos all yelling at each other, that squad is gonna fall apart because no one's gonna take blame. No one's gonna take blame. You at the bottom of the leaderboard, you with those two kills and the 100 damage, bro, you're the fucking rock. You're the foundation of the squad because everyone can point at you. They can put their sorrow, their anger, their frustration in for Donsk, and they can put it on your back, right? And you wear that shit with a 1 or a 0.5 KD, and you walk around, right? And you silently, you're a warrior. I want you to fucking know that,
1.5 KD.
All y'all out there, bottom of the leaderboard, in the squad, in the friend group, you are a necessity to that team, period. That team is nothing without you. I want you to know something.
He's like, you're a fucking warrior.
Put your team on your back. At 1.5 KD.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I was going to download Apex. So,
Marcus would like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get on there.
I don't know. I don't know. It just didn't get me going.
Apex?
Yeah.
Dude, it's Battle Royale. It's a shooter game.
I know. I'd probably like it if I had it.
Get Call of Duty back up there, dude. Yeah. You need to jump on Warzone with me again.
I just like Call of Duty so much.
Yeah, get on Warzone again. That's so much fun. We can run duos and shit.
Run trains.
Yeah. Okay. What else did I don't even know what I sent you. I didn't send much this week.
You've been sending stuff over the last couple of weeks. So,
oh, you guys haven't watched? Oh,
I haven't watched.
Well, I'm worried.
We watched a couple last week, I think.
Didn't we? Oh, did you?
We didn't have one last week. We didn't have a podcast last week.
Oh, by the way, everybody, that was Robert's fault. We didn't have one last week.
I was a little sickly. Sick boy.
Had COVID.
Yeah, and I was busy too.
He didn't have COVID, but
all right. I don't know which one it is. We're gonna do the Wheel of Fortune. Here we go.
Cool. Stasia, let me hear your best daddy chill.
Daddy chill.
Okay. Let me hear your best daddy chill.
Daddy chill?
Yeah.
Daddy Chill.
Okay. Who am I here with today?
Anastasia.
Daddy Chill.
And he's like,
okay. That's pretty good. Shit. Yeah. Oh,
all right. Should we do another one?
Yeah. Let's just roll through them, man.
Well, okay.
Why not? They spark conversation.
Well, that's what I was hoping in that last one we do, but apparently we just laughed.
Well, I wasn't. I don't know what that kind of conversation do you want to spark. I guess. So what, you got a mild chub going on now? Like Daddy the fucking redheaded bullet guy? He's like, oh, call me Daddy. Yeah.
That's essentially accurate, actually. All right. This one.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% at risk for early onset Alzheimer's.
Is it possible you guys made a mistake or something? Because that's really high. I don't know.
Okay,
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% at risk for early onset Alzheimer's.
Is it
okay.
That's really high.
Not that funny, guys. No conversation on that one either. Okay, yeah, well, I guess we'll move to the other one.
not gonna touch that one.
All right.
Wait, what's going on here?
I think Robert sent that one.
Where am I at?
Where are you?
Who are you guys?
Here we go.
No, I just spawned there and looked behind! No one was there! Nice fucking game!
Why is he screaming at me?
Christmas. Dude, I feel that rage sometimes. I'm scared for my mouse, man. Like when I get
you got a couple. You need a couple extra like mice, like just stored in your drawer to get you quick swap. It's
not,
like
not the
like,
price of
doing,
mouse.
It's like doing putting in a new meg.
Yeah, dude. I have the other day. It's bad. My daughter was out coloring or whatever, and I was playing Call of Duty, and I was like, "What the fuck?" He's like, she was just like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, no.
Bad. No.
You know, that's a bad word. Daddy shouldn't have said that one. She's like, bad word? And I was like, yeah, don't do that.
Like,
one.
I don't understand bad
go
word.
Go tell your mom that.
And then she was like, shut up, bitch.
And I was like, but she said it like this. I was like, shut up, bitch.
You used it in the right context, so you are not in trouble. Daddy's princess. Yeah. It's so funny when little kids curse. Drop one.
I remember when Will was in bed with my, I went to work out, and apparently the dog was doing something, and Will's like, fucking dog.
It's so funny when they use it in the right context too. Like our daughter, like something happened, she's like, oh shit. Yeah.
You like laugh and say, no, don't say that.
Well, Laura's
try
like,
not to. Well, go ahead.
I was gonna say, Laura's like sitting there going, did I do that? And I'm like, no, I say it all the time. I fucking ate our dog.
We just try not. We don't make a point of like showing emotion to it, because if you do, then it's gonna seem like a fun thing for him. Yeah. We just be like, hey, you know, that's a bad word. You probably shouldn't say that. You know,
they're
like,
oh, okay,
yeah, and just literally drop it and move on. Because if you give too much attention to it when they're that small, they're gonna think, oh, they're being funny. They can say it then.
I can't wait for our kids to grow up and then find these podcasts.
These videos.
These videos.
My children would be like, man, our dad's fucking disgusting. Like he's the shit he laughs at. Like, yeah, these are mild. Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say. We kind of pull back a little bit on these things.
I don't, there's, my TikTok feed is a lot different than the stuff I send you guys. The ones I send you guys are very mild. Like, they get dirty, and I love it. Yeah. I love it. Oh. What else we got?
I always say how women's soccer sucks. Then come to the field and try it with us.
The Australian women's national team, who were ranked number 5 in the world at the time, lost 7-0 to a team of 15-year-old boys. Awkward.
Men always say how women suck.
The other anchor, the lady, she's like, awkward.
Awkward.
That's so good. Yeah.
Awkward.
15-year-old boys. Awkward.
You know, one of my coworkers this week, she went to go see her kids do cross and field when they had that shot put and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Apparently, one of the people on the other team, who was known as Hannah, was about, I don't know, looked like about 6'2 and about 500 pounds, but he was definitely not a girl. And all
Hannah's on Hank.
Hannah's on beaver tranquilizers.
Well, and yeah. What's funny is that all, you know, she's like, her daughter was just, and I guess her and her teammates were just pissed because, like, you know, he hardly did anything, and he was like, you know, 10 feet
past everybody
else. You know, it's just like
a little bit, but too much testosterone in utero.
Well, I mean, did they tell him, like, hey, their anger and frustration is, you know, transphobic, and they should not have those feelings?
Yeah, this is okay. Essentially what she did. Yeah,
thank that's you, good. I'm glad because
I was about to get pissed. Yeah,
I mean, the bestest ever.
I was about to call the school, let them know what's going on.
What was funny is she showed me a picture of this kid, and he just looked like a boy with sweatpants on. It was like. Aww. Of course, I'm sitting there going, I think he's trolling everybody. I swear.
I mean, no, he's messing with me, or what's going on?
It's like a real life Cartman.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It could be. He kind of looked like Cartman.
Yeah, just like fucking with everybody.
Awkward.
Did you see Doge is up to almost 20 cents?
Yeah, dude. I wish I never pulled out of that.
Oh, my God. No, last night it jumped up to 12, and I'm like, perfect. I'm out.
You sold at 12?
Yeah. I was like, it's going to come back down to earth. There's no way it's going to keep going. No way.
So I'm
and I looked this morning, 20 cents.
How much did you make off that?
$3.
Where are we at now? I make quite a bit. It's at 26 cents now. It was at 18 earlier, and I'm like, nah, it's going to stop. It's going to come down. Do I buy it at 26? Or is it going to come back down? What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been following any of the...
I would literally be up $5,000 from today.
Bro, I bought... like, I had like $2,000 or $3,000 in at 0.002.
I know. Isn't that...
And so...
So frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I'd have quite a chunk of money, so... Yeah.
I bought, but
it's those ifs and buts.
I know. It's just like I literally sold at like 9 o'clock last night. It's like it's gonna come back down. It's perfect. I'm gonna buy it when it goes back down to like 8 cents. It's gonna come back up.
So I bought
26 fucking cents.
Let's see here. I bought XRP, which Ripple.
Yeah.
At, let's see here, 0.006, and it's now $1.74.
Nice. How much did you throw a bunch in it, or just a little bit?
Throw $500.
Nice.
So it's making some money. Of course I use this app called Coinbase, and Coinbase and XRP are all pissed off at each other. So,
well, Coinbase is just hitting an IPO right now, and everything is going to the moon right now, dude. Bitcoin alone has made over
$60,000, isn't it?
It made over. If you would have bought in at let's say you bought in at $20,000,
yeah,
you would have made $40,000 this year.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
At just one share.
You can buy fractional shares.
You can buy fractional shares on Robinhood too.
Yeah,
I had fractional shares of Bitcoin for a while. I made quite a bit of money just on fractionals. Yeah, it's at $63,000 right now. I was buying fractional shares at $20,000. Yeah, like a month ago,
dude. If you would have held that,
yeah, I'm pissed. I'm still pissed about Doge because I have so many.
Don't buy in right now. Everything.
I keep fighting with myself now. I was like, do I buy in now or
don't?
It's got to come back. It has to come back down, right?
Yeah, Doge is weird, but it's so
volatile. It has to come back down.
Well, it's because Papa Musk always talks about it. But yeah. All the cryptos are going nuts right now because of Coinbase activity right now. So you should have held.
I know.
If you would have looked at the news, man, you should have. It would have been like, dude, these are going up right now. I mean, even Fox News is talking about this stuff right now. Right. I fucking hate Neil Cavuto. I don't know why he's even the anchor. His voice is so boring.
When do you think it'll come back down?
I don't know. Again, I haven't been following any of that stuff lately. I usually read about that stuff every day, but like I said, I've been busy. I've been moving in the house. So I don't know. I just knew about Coinbase's the activity going on with that. So yeah, it would have been a smart move to stay. Cause if you look at all the cryptos, I think they're all going up right now.
Probably. Yeah. And for some reason,
because there's a lot of interest in it because it's on national media. So,
I don't know what's going on. I have to look into Robinhood, but it won't let you buy Doge right now.
Oh, probably because it's so much attention going on right now. And, you know, Robinhood can't cover. And that was the issue with AMC and GameStop before. They didn't have enough capital to cover all this stuff. And so they have to like restrict trading.
Yeah.
So that's what got everybody pissed off.
That's such a bummer, dude. Such a bummer.
Hey, well,
I still made a big chunk of money.
This is good. Go ahead.
Bro, imagine being scared of literal teddy bears. What was that? Ah! 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 Bro,
on your left! They're in the trees!
The boy just went to Vietnam with the Ewoks. They're in the trees!
He's probably not even old enough to watch Return of the Jedi. I mean, that was that was one of my first movies I saw in the theater.
Dude, Return of the Jedi was my favorite ones out of those because I love the planet Endor. I love those little bears and stuff.
Ewoks.
Yeah, dude, I loved that stuff. That was cool. I used to get the trading cards for Star Wars. Yeah, I loved them. They were good.
Just love them.
And I like the prequels too. I don't know why everybody dicks on them anymore. I was a kid when they came out, and I'm not a purist kind of thing.
You watch Viva Dirt League, don't you?
Viva the Dirt League?
Yeah.
Why does that sound so familiar?
The guys who make skits on like gamers and stuff like that.
Oh!
Yeah. They have a whole skit on that. Like, I don't know. It just reminded me of that.
Dude, I love their skits on Battlegrounds, Players Unknown.
Dude, everything they do is fucking golden. If you guys don't know who Viva the Dirt League is, check them out.
Yeah. They're also all of them are together. There's like, so Players Unknown is like the Battle Royale. You know what that is, right, Robert? Mm-hmm. And they're all in there, and there's a fifth guy that shows up, that little Asian dude. And he's like,
Ben?
Ah, no.
Is that you,
he's
Ben? Like, yeah, I'm Ben. Yep.
He's like, yeah, I'm Ben. He's like, no, guys, that is clearly not me. And then they end up killing him. And he's
like, they do the same one where, like, the ghillie suit one. Have you seen the ghillie suit one?
Yeah. I've watched all of them. I love their stuff, man. They're hilarious. Yeah, they're trying to create a movie, like an actual movie.
I'd go fund that.
They're asking for money, so.
Speaking of that,
Andrew Bowser, but you may know me better as Onyx the Fortuitous, Slayer of the Bright Realm. I don't know. Well, together, me and Onyx want to take what we do to the next level by making a feature film called Onyx the Fortuitous and the Talisman of Souls. So we launched a Kickstarter to get that movie made, and we're already over 80% funded, but there's only 1 week left. So please go to onyxthemovie.com and consider backing the film today. It would mean a lot to us. Oh, and meow meow. Hi.
See, yeah, creators like that. I want to see movies like that. That's so good. I'm excited for next. Well, my parents are coming out next weekend to see The House.
Oh, they are.
But next weekend, Mortal Kombat. Yeah, Mortal comes Kombat. Out, and the reviews have been amazing. Apparently,
finally a good movie I can go see at theaters.
Oh, I went to see Godzilla. I took my son to see Godzilla King Kong versus King Kong in IMAX.
Ben,
that was actually a really good movie.
Was it?
Yeah, I got half.
It was actually pretty good.
I got like half an hour into it, and my kid fell asleep. So I'm like,
oh, it's on like Prime, isn't it?
It's on HBO now.
Yeah,
HBO.
But I wanted to take him to the IMAX for it to have that experience and stuff. Like, so it cost like $25, I think, for the movie tickets. But I like his first time going to like IMAX. I let him like go to concessions. Like, I let him go to concession. Like, well, I let him pick out stuff at the. I was like, get whatever you want. And so he's like, got two boxes like candy, a large popcorn, a large soda, a hot dog, and nachos. It was like $45 fucking dollars concession. And he's like a little 5-year-old. I was like, this is for him. I don't give a shit. Like, I was like, whatever. I don't care. I wanted him to just have like a really, really good time. And he did. But the horrible part was the trailers.
He shit himself after it was done.
The very first trailer was the reboot to the Saw series.
Oh my God.
Spiral. And there's like bodies. It's Chris Rock is the star in it. And it's like them killing cops and shit. It's like 2.5 minutes long of like pigs' heads cut off and stuff. He's like, I'm scared. I was like, shut up, bitch.
Like, scared. Daddy.
I was like, oh,
is this
my God.
Movie about you?
I was like, don't watch this right now, dude. It was like so long. Yeah.
Like,
Chris Rock is a detective, and it's like a copycat killer, apparently. Yeah. And then his dad, Samuel Jackson, and so
Jackson.
I think it's Samuel. Well, who's his dad? I think it's Samuel Jackson. Samuel Jackson can play any character ever.
Samuel L. Jackson, good fucking beer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because every time I try to,
oh,
talk
we
to
heard
him,
this one already.
Weird.
Well, what you saying to him?
I say what you say.
Oh yeah, so okay.
So first I ask him what's their name.
That's a good start.
And I'll say, girl, who your daddy?
What?
Yeah, and they give me another guy name.
They give you another guy name because they probably naming their real father, Sean. You can't ask a 9-year-old girl who her daddy. It's not the first thing you say to a girl. Who you talking about?
That's the side when you say it to a different girl every night.
Do it look like I give a fuck? Do it look like I give a fuck? I don't. I say it to a different girl every night in my house. Okay. Second of all, how you know I'm talking to a different girl? girl?
Because they all speak a different language.
What?
The first girl said, you are daddy, so I guess she speak English. The second girl said, you are papi, so I guess she Vietnamese or something.
What?
And I think we had a Chinese girl over there last night, because she said, you are the last friend me now.
So shut the hell up. You don't be eavesdropping. That's why you don't care to talk to a girl now, because you'll never know what you're talking about. That's not the first thing you say to a girl.
To be honest, that's not the first thing I say.
Well, what you say then?
Raw or no?
So
raw or no?
Oh my god, I love it. You guys listen to that one or
something?
Yeah,
we watched it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh man, so funny, I wish I would have seen your reaction when you saw it the first time.
Raw or
raw
nah?
Raw or nah? Oh man, my dude. Oh. The other one, good one that I showed you guys a while back, I love it, I keep seeing it, is the one was like, well, your wife Tina is my brother Tim. And he's no, you shut the fuck up. Like, well, your brother's gonna be dead. And he's like, don't you hurt my brother.
Don't you hurt my brother. Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, we have one more.
One more.
Hey guys, before we finish out youth group tonight, I just want to remind you all that premarital sex is not bussin'. I know it might sound like a vibe to have premarital sex with your besties, but God says that premarital sex is sus, which is why he sent DaBaby, Jesus, to die for your sins. So just remember, no more jizz sus. Instead, turn to G sus. Let's pray.
Let's pray. Yeah, we watched that a couple weeks ago too. That was funny though.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah. No more jizz sus.
That's all you sent me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you sent me an actual picture of something though. Hold on.
Oh, I sent you a mean ass.
See if I can pull it up here.
Oh, you're listening. You have no idea what's going on.
Have you guys watched Tiger King, right?
Yeah. That was last year's like
Robert
obsession.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
Dude, that part was hilarious. She got her fucking hand ripped off and immediately he goes and gets his bomber jacket to EMS.
The trip has never takes a backseat.
Dude, I want to watch that show again. It's so good. There's nothing that compares to that. Usually every year there's
that was
like
at the beginning of everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like there's a memes like Donald Trump was like, release the tiger documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
Release the tiger.
Oh man, that feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. God, yeah. The coof has been
a year.
Yeah, it's been one of those.
A year and a half now.
The pandemic.
The coof. That's right. Yeah, it has been. How is it over there in Colorado? You
never
going
to recover financially,
yeah.
Spencer.
Yeah, I don't. I have no idea. Like,
are they getting the vaccine going over there, or what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, there's vaccines going on. I don't know. Doesn't mean anything. They're still like, I'm pretty sure God Emperor Fauci just said we had to wear two fucking masks. Yeah. You know,
even after being vaccinated,
walk around with a butt plug up us. You know, just to.
I already did that before this whole thing happened.
Yeah, I was doing it before the coup.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I like
butt plug. Oh, yeah, but that's the thing. You get vaccinated and you still have to, you know, be isolated.
Yeah,
and
it's fine. So what's the point? I mean, obviously you want to be vaccinated, but each their own, whatever. Oh, shit. I don't know. There's nothing really, I don't really understand. But
none of it makes sense. It hasn't made sense for a long time.
COVID has a higher survival rate than Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Literally.
Yeah.
Six people. They get off of the show.
That's what happened with COVID too.
Too many people are getting these shots. I only need one shot. This is not acceptable. We need them to have two.
You gotta be careful what we talk about on this though, because Crowder's been kicked off a couple times for.
Yeah, but he's a high profile. We don't give a shit.
COVID misinformation.
Yeah.
Anyways, wrap it up.
Oh, you want to wrap it?
Yeah.
Up?
I'm fucking hungry, starving. I haven't been home.
Oh, is someone hungry, bungies?
Been home.
I haven't been home all day.
What do you do? What do you mean you haven't been? Like, you don't work.
I haven't eaten dinner either.
I like how I.
Yeah, I'm kind of hungry too. Yeah. Oh, I have eaten dinner. I don't know what the hell.
Tommy wants wingy. I might actually start to
have some. It disgusts me.
You disgust
wings?
Me.
Are wings bad for you now?
I love chicken wings.
We went to Buffalo.
Are
so
chicken
much.
Wings bad for you?
Oh, man. I eat chicken wings every day.
How
life.
Are chicken wings? It's literally chicken.
I went to
and
Buffalo
it's not
Wild
fried.
If you're not frying them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Who the fuck fries wings? Hooters does, but I'm not ordering from Hooters.
I'm pretty sure all those places, like Buffalo
Hooters.
Wild Wings, they all
oh,
fry
yeah, they
their
all
wings.
They all fry the food, yeah.
Yeah.
Battered and fried. They probably throw it. Yeah, they probably throw it in like oil and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're making it yourself, maybe.
Yeah.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings on Wednesday and they had no wings. This is the third week in a row.
What? Buffalo Wild Wings didn't have any wings?
Yeah, well, I mean, on Wednesday
there,
night.
Like a cheeseburger?
No, we actually left and went somewhere else and got wings. But
so, Buffalo Wild Wings, the one in Fremont is slacking hard, dude. Every time I get food from there, they barely put any sauce on their wings. Oh, man.
Like, send that shit back then. I'd be like, yo.
That's like what they do now. Like, so there's Buffalo Wings and Rings in Omaha. That's what I've been going with the boys. They literally, you're like
not going to Applebee's anymore.
They literally put we've been with Kyle and Jake and those guys. They put your wings in a bowl and they literally, it's like chicken wing soup. They put so much sauce in it. It's so good. I don't know.
Oh man, I don't know.
When's your first show, man? Back
July probably. July. We're still working with a venue to try to get a date.
That thing's opening up.
Yeah, but like June, July time.
Cool.
All right, guys.
Should we go? Should we get the hell out of here?
You guys are going.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk.
I don't want to talk to Joe anymore. I really want to get off now.
Guys. Oh, I'll get you off.
He does have an OnlyFans account.
Hey, anybody listen? If you guys play some Wars.
Yeah, what's your gamer tag?
It's actually, I changed it to Every Nothing.
Did you really?
Yeah, because I remember I was going to, I'm going to start set up streaming. I might actually use Twitch instead of Facebook. I don't know. I haven't really decided just
yet. Get it going, but whatever you do.
We do have a Twitch page.
I know. And I might.
Good story. I don't know how to computer.
Sorry, I just...
There's Leaks, Inhale Queefs. That's his gamer tag.
Bro, hold on.
It's some fucking numbers. I'm glad that he's really on top of this.
Let me get my Warzone. Do you play it on PC? Hold on, I'm just going to launch Warzone. You guys want to watch me play around?
No.
Hold on, I'm going to get my gamer tag.
Yeah, make sure you share your screen so we can all watch this.
Mike is on... He's playing WoW right now.
He plays on PC. He does.
Oh, so you got Battle.net? I don't know. I gotta find my. I think my actual gamer tag and what's it in Warzone is like Foul Dog.
Yeah, and a bunch of numbers.
Well, it actually might be Every Nothing now. I changed it, so no. Inhale Queefs is a great name though. Oh God. Okay, sorry.
Looking for
okay. You. Hold on. So here, type it out in chat real quick. Every Nothing. So capital E V E R Y.
Am I doing this? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, I'm trying to get all the numbers. Hold on. Write these numbers down. 368-3744.
What? 368 what?
368-3744.
Okay. What is that supposed to do? Is that a phone number?
That's my battle.net. And then I'll post that on the chat. Where's that at? So it's, let me see. Every Nothing. And then what was that number?
368-3744.
There you go. I put it in chat right there. Every Nothing podcast. That's a gamer tag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get all on right, next cool. week.
Dude, yeah. Get that shit installed, man. Maybe this week. So we can get it going.
All right.
Well,
see you later.
Peace, everybody.
He's just like, fuck you. I'm out.
Can we end this already or what?
I'm done. Bye-bye.